for calling XPO. My name is Cardi Nisha. How may I assist you today?
Hey, Markisha. This is Melanie from Sunshine Installs.
How may I assist you?
And I'm calling in reference to work order number 0775, D as in Bravo, D as in Delta, 87.
Customer's name?
Priscilla Better.
Okay, and what's going on with this order?
Okay, I did a measurement for this order on the January 13th for the customer, and I'm going over the specs to pick up the item, and I'm going over the specs comparison for what the customer have in the home and how the kitchen cabinets is designed. There's no extra room to cut to open up the spacing for the unit to fit. So we're not going to just waste our time going over to the customer house because we can't help her with anything. There's no room to modify anything. The cabinet, pre-existing cabinet that she has in the home with the old oven, is custom built just for that unit that's in there. There's no extra room for you to cut anything.
Okay, because on my end, when I put that order number in, it's an invoice that is like pre-measure only.
Okay, all right. Give me a sec. Tell me, I need a tablet. I need to get my e-track to get the order number. It's not coming up. It's showing something else. Give me 1 second, Marcus.
Customer's name, though. It's just an older order from December.
Yeah, it's her name. Yeah. All right. Let me go into my e-track and see what the new order number is for this morning. I thought it was the same number. My bad. All right. Let me go to her. That's Priscilla. Okay. All right, I got it.
Okay.
All right, it's 0782092.
Okay, did you already reach out to the customer?
No, not yet. I just ran a process with a store general manager, but he's in the wind. Like, he's just not even listening to what I'm saying and explaining to him with the measurements and the pictures from when I did the specs, the pre-measurement. I'm trying to show him what's in the customer's home, you know, what's in there that I measured so they can understand that there's no extra room in the cabinet that you can modify anything on either side to put the oven in. There's nothing. It's just a plain square box that you slide in the unit and that's it.
Let me try to reach out to
So he's like, well, yeah, he said, I didn't sell it. Somebody in named Elvis in South Carolina Beach sold the item to the customer. So that's fine and dandy, but it's not going to fit, and there's nothing we can do.
Okay, give me just a moment.